1077 The Island, your home for real music variety. Story Lori Lou joins me on a week. 1 week from today is Christmas.
1 week, that's right.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Will you do a special Christmas show with me?
I would absolutely love to.
Well, I do believe it will be a very special Christmas production next week. A Christmas edition of the huge broadcast featuring Lori Lou and guest Rascal Martinez.
I'm so excited.
This should be a really good time.
I'm so excited. He is so cool.
Popcorn and he's so cool that when he hangs out with me, he makes me cooler.
Oh,
those are the kind of friends.
No.
Those are the kind of friends that I want.
Is he that cool?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, you're pretty cool.
The only person that likes him more than me was my ex-wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I never
met her.
I know what we could do tonight. Let's go see Rat. All right.
She doesn't sound dumb.
No, she doesn't sound it. Really? The segment has turned into this. Get us out of this.
Let's talk about things.
You talk. I'm going to eat the popcorn.
Yeah. I thought the popcorn was pretty good.
It's really not bad.
Yeah. I really didn't know we were still on.
Should we make
a
necklace? The kids still make necklaces out of popcorn?
I highly doubt it. That would be nice to know if people did. I never did. Did you as a kid?
No.
Yeah, neither did we.
Well, we were Italians. We didn't make necklaces out of food. We ate it.
Oh, well, sure.
What did you just?
I don't know. Yeah. But I was thinking, I still have a Christmas tree ornament that my mom saved. My mom saved, you know, not a bunch, an abundance of things from my brother and I's childhood, but I did dig out the from Walkie Patch, the preschool that I went to. And we had made cookie ornament things, but I still have it. It's like a little reindeer.
And this is from your preschool years.
Preschool.
That's amazing to have something that's...
Yeah.
Has that much history.
And it still is the exact same, but I can't, obviously, because that was 50 years ago. It would have been 50. Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Myself.
The passage of time is not something I really have a grasp on.
No, it's amazing. Speaking of time, I had a great time yesterday. I was in the neighborhood. I went to Mid-Nebraska Individual Services.
MNIS. Right next door. You didn't?
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Well, it was at 1:30 in the afternoon. You were gone. It was fun. They asked me to come over and entertain for a little bit.
Did you do trivia?
I did.
Did they participate?
They did, and they had teams. Oh, shoot. I bet we had 8 teams. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I did some random questions, and I did some Christmas questions. The funny one, I don't know if I should give this away because I'm probably going to use this in the next few days.
You got to throw us a bone.
So when Buddy in the movie Elf, when he made his apology letter on the Etch-A-Sketch when he ran away, and he said, "I'm sorry for cramming blank amount of cookies into the VCR." I had one of the girls over there immediately when I walked by, and I told them, I said, "If anybody yells out an answer, it's up to your other teams to if that's correct or not." And I walked by, and she immediately said 11, and it took everything I had not to go, "Oh my gosh," because that's kind of a hard question. Yeah. He apologized for cramming 11 cookies into the VCR. So,
and she got it right.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. It was great.
That's fantastic.
So tonight I'm going to Wood River. You're not going to say it?
Whoa, driver.
Thank you. And
no, my mind is still on Buddy because when he met Santa Claus, he said, you smell like meat and cheese. Like he was expecting him to smell like...
No. Oh, shoot. That's one of my questions. It wasn't...
Did I misquote that?
You did. And it's one of my questions of what Santa smells like. Shoot.
I thought it was meat and cheese.
It's not meat and cheese.
Okay, you just continue on. I think
anyway,
I have the
I'm
answer
going
here.
To Wood River tonight for our big Christmas party, Christmas music bingo, and then I'm going to ask some of those questions. Bring a present, get a present, and that's going to be fun. Tomorrow night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I have a guest host. Jerry is going to be my guest host, and he's doing classic Christmas. I have no idea. I'm going to fill in for him on his team, and so that should be a good time.
With the gift exchange, is there a limit?
I just said bring a $5 wrapped gift to Wood River. It's pretty homey there, and everybody kind of knows everybody. And I just thought that would be really fun to have a wrapped.
Where is this? Woe Driver?
Yes.
Okay. Today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Oh, it is.
It is. So things that you can answer the phone. You could say, I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Yeah.
Or you stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Hmm. All right. So you're talking about when he. Oh, no.
I never saw the entire movie.
Really? Gosh. So, oh, my gosh.
I know how good it is and how much of an institution it is. I've only seen parts.
Yeah. I've watched so many Christmas movies. I have asked so many Christmas questions. They are all jumbled in my head.
Today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. We elves try to stick to four main food groups.
Yeah.
What are they?
They are candy corn, syrup, and candy corn. Did I say candy corn?
You did.
Candy corn, syrup.
I'm trying to give you a hint.
Candy canes.
Yes, you got it.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know, yeah. Well, so Friday night at Hy-Vee, and I'll be here Friday, I'm going to pop in and surprise Brent. And we're having a big thing at Hy-Vee on Friday night, and it's ugly sweater contest.
It's this Friday.
That's right.
Yep,
and it's going to be fun, and I'm going to have some of those trivia questions as well as Christmas music bingo.
You might actually see me there.
What?
Well, it's a Friday.
What?
I said might.
My stars.
Friday, Grand Island Hy-Vee in the Market Grill Express. Lori, could you stick around?
I can, but I'm going to tell you should, because I've heard I'm going to have quite a few people are coming. The MNIS people are coming. They're bringing a group. I know.
They are fun.
I know. It's going to be a good time, and I've got gifts, too. The prizes are gifts. I've wrapped them all. It's going to be fun.
It's going to feel a lot like Christmas.
It is, 'cause then we're going to be less than a week.
All right, stick around.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of
the Franz Man.
He went day and night without rest.
With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man One Man Party in the Morning on 107.7 The Island.